Psalm 79. A Psalm of Asaph. O God, the Gentiles have come into your inheritance. They have defiled your holy temple. They have made Jerusalem heaps of ruins. They have given the corpses of your servants as food for the birds of the sky, and the flesh of those under your grace to the beasts of the earth. They have shed their blood like water around Jerusalem, and there is no one to bury them. We were a reproach to our neighbours, derision and ridicule to those around us. How long, O Lord, will you constantly be angry, and will your zeal burn like fire? Pour out your wrath on the Gentiles who have not known you, and on the kingdoms which have not called on your name. For he has devoured Jacob, and they have devastated his abode. Do not call former iniquities to remembrance to our account. May your mercies go swiftly in front of us, for we have been very much weakened. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the sake of the glory of your name, and deliver us and atone for our sins, for your name's sake. Why should the Gentiles say, "Where is their God?" Let him be known among the Gentiles in our sight, by vengeance for the blood of your servants which has been shed. May the prisoner's groan come before you. According to the greatness of your power, preserve those condemned to die. Pay our neighbours back sevenfold in their bosom the reproach with which they have reproached you, O Lord. But we, your people and the sheep of your pasture, will thank you age-abidingly. From generation to generation, we will relate your praise. To the choirmaster on Shoshanim Eduth. Psalm 80. A Psalm of Asaph. Do listen, O Shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like sheep and shine forth, you who dwell between the cherubim. Do rouse your valour before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, and come to our salvation. O God, restore us, and let your face shine, and let us be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be fuming at the prayer of your people? You have fed them with bread of tears. You have given them a third measure of tears to drink. You make us an object of contention with our neighbours, and our enemies poke fun. O God of hosts, restore us, and let your face shine, and let us be saved. You removed a vine from Egypt. You drove out Gentiles and planted it. You made preparations for it, and it took root, and it filled the land. The mountains were covered by its shade, and the mighty cedars by its boughs. It sent its branches as far as the sea, and its suckers to the river. Why have you broken down its fences, so that everyone passing through that way plucks it? The boar from the forest devours it, and the wildlife of the countryside feeds on it. O God of hosts, do return. O look from heaven and see, and visit this vine, and the stock which your right hand planted, and the offshoot which you invigorated for yourself. It has been burned with fire, it has been cut off. They will be annihilated at the rebuke of your face. May your hand be on the man of your right hand, on the son of Adam whom you invigorated for yourself. Then we will not slide back from you. Revitalize us, and we will call on your name. O Lord God of hosts, restore us, and let your face shine, and let us be saved. To the choirmaster in singing set to percussion instruments. Psalm 81. A Psalm of Asaph. Sing for joy to God our strength. Shout out to the God of Jacob. Raise a melody and play the drum, and the pleasant harp with the lute. Blow the ram's horn at the new month, at the new moon, and on the day of our festival. For it is a statute for Israel, an injunction of the God of Jacob. He appointed it as a testimony in Joseph, when he came out in the face of the land of Egypt, when I heard a language which I did not know. I relieved his shoulder of a burden. His hands were perishing from the brick basket. You cried out in adversity, and I delivered you. I answered you with thunder secretly. I tested you at the waters of Meribah, Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify to you. O Israel, if you will hear me, do not let there be any strange god among you, and do not worship any foreign god. I am the Lord your God, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people did not heed me, and Israel did not want me. Then I let them go in the stubbornness of their heart, and they walked in their own counsels. If only my people would listen to me, and Israel would walk in my ways, I would soon have subdued their enemies, and have turned my hand against their adversaries. Those who hate the Lord would have feigned obedience to him, and their time would have been age-abiding, and he would have fed them with the best of the wheat, and I would have satisfied you with honey from a rock. Psalm 82, a psalm of Asaph. God stands in a mighty congregation. He judges in the midst of gods. How long will you judge iniquitously and show partiality to the wicked? Selah. Judge the case of the destitute and the orphan, and give justice to the needy and the impoverished. Deliver the destitute and the poor. Rescue them from the hand of the wicked. They do not know, and they do not understand. They walk around in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. I have said, you are gods, and you are all sons of the Most High. But you will die like man, and fall like any of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for you will inherit all the Gentiles.